Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Hour number three of The Odd Couple here on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. He'll return on Monday. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Mr. Andy Furman, what a pleasure. As always, it's been hanging out with you the last few hours.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. The pleasure's all yours, though, really.
Always. I was bummed out when I came to Cincinnati this summer. I didn't get to see you.
I missed you. I really did. Yeah.
But we will... Absolutely. Next year, God willing, we'll link up and go have a meal, as we always do.
Yes, we will.
And one thing that we normally, when I come to town, it's always centered around baseball. So we're going to do another baseball topic here, Andy. And if you turn on ESPN right now for the next, I don't know, weeks on end, the Little League World Series is going on. Great idea, great event, spotlight on the kids, right? Little League baseball, great. I loved every minute. I played in the St. Albans Little League when I was growing up. Had a great time.
You know, that's amazing. You played in the St. Albans. You know, I taught at IS 59 in Springfield Gardens, yes.
I didn't know that.
That's right in St. Albans. I did that for 2 years.
Yes, that's in St. Albans, Queens.
Yes, it is. I was there for 2 years right when I graduated college.
Yeah, and you know what? The elementary school in that area, too, PS 15, is the Jackie Robinson School.
And right down the block is Andrew Jackson High School.
Yes, which is no longer.
Where Bob Cousy played.
Unbelievable. But here it is, Andy. Yeah, if you turn on the TV every night, it's just nothing but Little League baseball going on all day, all night. 15 games. Seems like 15 games are on a night. And what a great opportunity for the kids to shine and be on television to play baseball, and we see it all. But there's another part of me, Andy, that doesn't like it. And I don't know what Little League Baseball gets paid. I don't know what the deal they have with ESPN. All these kids can't play. They don't have money for uniforms and league fees, but the Little League World Series, there's millions of dollars being made, right? I'm assuming.
I would think.
You every know, kid in the country should be playing for free if they're airing these games on national television.
You would think. But my question is this. Did the ESPN put these games on TV because there's an interest in it, or they did it to fill programming? That's my question.
Well, they got programming to fill. Let's just be honest. When we were kids growing up, just the championship game was on. You remember? That was it, Andy.
Right.
It would be on ABC Wide World of Sports on a Saturday. That would be it. The championship game and two teams. And then at one point, the Asian countries dominated. So if you remember that, Andy, they had to rig the setup of the Little League World Series to make sure that an American team was always in the finals. Remember that?
They should have done that with the women's soccer team.
Yeah, they rig it. But anyway, my point is, in this day and age, is it healthy to have 9-year-old Billy boot a ball to lose a game on national television?
Not that read about it and be attacked on social media.
Right. Not that little Billy can't shake off a misplay. No, of course. That's a part of life. But of the magnitude being on national television, those clips never go away. Little Billy has to go back to school in September, and they watched and said, hey, you lost your team's game because you missed an easy ground ball at second base. Am I oversimplifying it? Am I overdoing it? Or do I have a case to think, is this cool? Is this right? To put 9 and 10 and 11-year-olds with this kind of microscope about them playing Little League Baseball.
Not only do you have a case, forget about Little Billy. I don't want to see Big Billy on there, which is his dad. I don't want to see the parents on TV. Because when they pan the stands and they have the parents up there with signs and this and garb that they're wearing, I don't want to see it. I don't think it's healthy for these kids because they emulate the major leaguers. The other day I'm watching the game, I had it on, just because channel surfing, I turned it on, and I'm seeing a kid flip his bat. I said, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? Really? A 10-year-old kid flipping his bat. Are you kidding me? Come on. Really? The one nice thing I saw the other day is when one guy, a pitcher, hit someone and he came to his aid, and that was wonderful. And it went viral. I mean, what he did. So that was a beautiful thing. But other than that, I don't see what this does to help kids. In a sense, by growing up and not having that ego that you really don't need to be good in sports. I don't like that. You got to be somewhat cocky. I get it, okay? But that ego at that age, not good. I wouldn't want to be a coach. If this kid's 9, 10 years old and he's going to be playing high school baseball, I don't want to be this kid's high school coach after what he went through.
Yeah, I mean, it is... The exposure is great. I think you're right that it's more about filling programming. I just can't get over how many games are on and how many kids. And the pushback or what happens after these things are all over and you go back to school. You know, and of course, if you hit a walk-off home run, a game-winning home run, Andy, they're going to celebrate you in school, right? You'll be the big man on campus in middle school or whatever.
I'm waiting for them to crack open a beer. Really?
They're not going to do all that now. These are kids, but
I know.
You know what I'm saying. But where are we? Does everything have to be broadcast? Everything has to be televised?
Well, I will say
this. I just think we're in a world where you know, is this for kids?
If they can have cornhole on ESPN, they can have Little League Baseball.
What? Really? What is that? I don't even know. What is cornhole?
It's a bag. You hold the bag and you throw it into a hole on an inclined board. There's like a hole in the board. I mean, you have to Google it. I mean, they claim the game was invented here in Cincinnati. And that's a shame. I don't want to broadcast that because I'm embarrassed to say so. Really.
I had a corn cob, you know what I'm saying? But a cornhole, what is that?
Corner. Well, that's what it is. You take a bean bag and you try to throw it into a cutout hole on an inclined board.
Is that like toss across? You remember that game?
Similar. They call it cornhole.
Okay.
Crazy.
And they got a cornhole. They have a cornhole league. There's a show on one of these things that do the Afraid and Naked. What is that? Discovery or whatever called. You ready for this? Called three fat guys in the woods or two fat. I mean, anything is on, Andy. Anything. And the little league, I love baseball. I love the idea, but can it be the championship? Can it be the league, the championship to get into the finals, right? To get into the Little League World Series. But to put on, and I get it, they put on the College World Series, I get it, those are college kids. The softball, I get that, those kids are in college as well. Some are going on to maybe professional careers in the minor leagues or whatever. But Little League Baseball, nine-year-olds playing on television night after night, making plays, making miscues, striking out. I think we're doing the kids a disservice.
I'm with you. I don't think it does any good for them because I think they get their heads are so pumped up. It's not healthy. I mean, especially when they come up to bat, they get like the whole rundown. You know, he does this. This is his hobby. His favorite major leaguer is this. I mean, I don't want to hear it. I don't care. I don't care who little Bobby's favorite major leaguer is. I really don't.
And I just wonder, because it seems like, and I don't know what the details are. I would love to, Brandon, if you could find out where the money from this goes. Because if it helps and it does sponsor teams or kids are benefiting or playing and don't have to pay registration fees, Andy, or pay for uniforms, then the more kids who can play, the better. But
right,
I wonder.
I don't know the deal. I mean, is Little League Baseball buying the time off ESPN?
I don't believe that.
I don't think they have that kind of money.
Yeah. What kind of money would Little League
right,
Baseball
ESPN's
have?
Right, ESPN's probably doing it and giving them some sort of a rights fee, I guess, to broadcast.
But the other night on ESPN, we're not even talking about ESPN 2 or ESPN 9. On ESPN, they had like six games in a row.
Right. I've got to ask you a question, because you did a Shekel thing. Are there odds on these games? Do they bet on these games?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
You're the Shekel guy.
I know, but I never see the Little League up there.
If that's the case, I'm throwing the towel in. If they have wagering on Little League Baseball, that's it for me. I give up. I wouldn't think they did.
I would assume not, right? We would have to assume not. How about watching it? How much have you watched? You said it was on the other night.
Yeah.
Do you watch it at all?
No. Sometimes I am in, but they have Little League. The girls are playing too. They have Girls World Series in softball. They have that on TV as well. I've seen that as I go up and down the dial there, flicking around. I've seen that.
Yeah. I mean, I see bits and pieces this time of the year. And
I'll be honest with you. If there's nothing on TV, like during the week, sometimes it's kind of slow and that there's no baseball games on, I'll watch the WNBA before Little League Baseball.
Really?
I like the New York Liberty. I think Breanna Stewart, I love that team. They're a dynamic team. They really are. Team
right.
for the ages.
Well, we want to hear a couple things. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. A, are you watching the Little League World Series? Are you watching? And B, is this too much to have 8 and 9, 9-year-old kids on national television? And is this too much if they make a misplay or strike out in a big situation, lose a game? Or are we being too, or these kids are mature enough, or it's okay, it's not the end of the world that they're on national television? We want to hear from you.
Or C, you forgot C. You got A and B. C is, did you even know the Little League World Series is going on?
Yeah, okay, there we go. I just assume, because if you turn on ESPN, it always seems to be
right.
a game on right now. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. He returns from vacation on Monday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. Simple question. Are you watching the Little League World Series? And is it too much to have nine-year-olds playing every night on television and making bad plays and striking out and putting too much stress on these kids that they need to perform, and if not, they'll be ridiculed? Or am I just being overly sensitive? 877-99 on Fox.
Here we go. Leo in New York City, you're on the Odd Couple. Hello, Leo.
Rob, Andy. All I'm hearing is two old guys screaming, "Hey, y'all kids, get off my lawn."
Come on.
I mean, what are we talking about here? Rob, do not ever complain about our generation being too sensitive, too pampered. We can have these kids play a lonely game. If we're not going to broadcast again, let's not broadcast all the games.
I don't want Leo. If the kid, I'm talking about with social media and with bullying, okay? I'm not making this up. If little Billy misses a ground ball that costs his team the game, he's got to go to school in September.
I know, Rob. But you said let's broadcast the finals. If you do that on the title game, or you do that on the first game of a championship, or of a whole league, it doesn't matter.
I get that, but there's more chance of making more flubs if you're on TV as often. I just can't get over how many games are broadcast.
Right.
Rob, if you don't care about little Billy missing the ball, how about the pitcher? You don't want the pitcher to be able to relieve, the strikeout that he created? I mean, you have to look at both sides here.
I know, Leo, they're not mature enough to handle that exposure. That's
right.
What the problem is.
That's
the key. They're kids. They're not ready for this. That's all we're saying.
Come on.
All right. I guess we do sound like two old guys.
Maybe you're not ready for it, Leo. Really? Maybe you're not.
Thanks for the call, Leo. All appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Dave and Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Rob and Andy. Hey, listen, Rob, I kind of get your point about maybe too much pressure, and I have watched the Little League World Series.
Yep.
And especially the final game when the losing team, they focus in on kids crying in the dugout.
Right.
My point is, though, I think about an hour later, those kids are eating pizza and playing skee-ball. And, you know, it's kind of forgotten. Now,
wait, time out.
Wait a minute.
Kids are resilient. I know that. They're resilient.
They
but
are.
You know what?
Their
friends are not. That's the key.
But, Dave, here's the point. You're right. I coached a Little League team. I remember we got demolished one game. I grabbed the kids off the field. I'm screaming at them. Did that feel good or whatever? You know, like being a hard coach on them, right? And the kid, Demetrius, I'll never forget him. He looked up at me with big brown eyes, and he said, "Yeah, coach, we had fun." And I took him to McDonald's. So I get it. But the difference is with the bullying and social media is what I'm asking, Dave.
Well, the difference was you weren't on TV. Your game was on TV. On national TV. The stage is too big, Dave. The stage is too big at that
national
age.
National TV for a 9-year-old? All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Josh in Arizona, you're on The Odd Couple. Hello, Josh.
How y'all doing?
Doing great, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good, man. I have to say I'm with Leo. I can't believe what I'm hearing, especially from you, Rob. I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I know your big thing is you want more kids and more African-American kids to be involved with baseball.
No, I'm not saying they can't play. All I'm saying to you, Josh, is national television every night?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because in order to get more attention to the game, more kids to play, they have to see it at a young age. And the problem with baseball, and coming from a novice standpoint, it's just not sexy enough. Basketball, football, these sports are sexy. And having a Little League series on national television, you don't have Little League basketball, Little League football being played nationally. That could be the thing that gets more people involved in the sport if they see it at a young age. So I think it works. And also, like, the bat flipping, I think that's cool, too. The game has to be more sexy for kids to want to get involved, especially the African-American kids. So I think it works for baseball and its future.
Okay.
You know,
Josh?
I hear what you're saying, but Rob made a great point early on. Sure, what you're saying is correct there, yep. Josh, that it may open the door for many African-Americans or people who are not affording to get involved. But we don't know how much money is being divvied out to let kids play. You know, it's expensive. They're making trips from California to Pennsylvania to play in the Little League World Series. Got to buy a uniform. A bat must cost about $70-$80. A glove. So, you know, it's tough for inner city kids, be it black or white, to afford to play baseball.
Now, if the Little League World Series makes enough money from this and they are able to do that to help other leagues or whatever, then I can't pass up the money. I just wonder about the pressure of being on national television that often. 877-99-05.
I get pressure being on national radio with you.
My pants
are wet right now. Come on, really. Justin in Oregon, you're on The Odd Couple. Hello, Justin.
On.
Justin.
How are you guys?
Doing great. What's up, buddy?
So you guys were asking earlier about gambling on Little League World Series.
Yes.
I looked it up, or on any Little League. It's illegal in the States. And then, you know, a town like a couple miles from me.
They're
in the Little League World Series like every year, like Ben North. And I know a lot of these kids through my stepson. And, man, they love it. They love being on TV. They don't feel like they have extra pressure.
Okay. No, that's good. I'm glad that you brought that up, and you know from experience, and some people know your stepson. That's good. I just wonder about it. Like, it's cool if you had a home run. I remember when I started my newspaper career, Andy, I worked at the Wilkes-Barre Times-Leader, Wilkes-Barre, right, Pennsylvania. And we used to cover Little League games, like, you know, like when in the summer when there was no high school to cover, right? So I remember writing a story about little Billy who booted a ball at second base. And the editor sent the story back to me and said, can you write the story and take out Billy's name?
Wow.
And I said, take out Billy's name? Well, we don't want to embarrass him that he... I said, if Billy hit a home run, his name would be in the paper, wouldn't it? I said, I don't... If we have to take out... They wanted me to write, the second baseman made an error, not Billy Smith made an error. I was like, if we're doing that, we shouldn't be covering Little League games. And was I wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, it's first of all, someone's going to read that and say, this is bad journalism because why would you write the second baseman? Who was he? What's his
name? Who was it? Right.
Right. Amazing. Well, I'm glad you didn't spend much time in Wilkes-Barre, really.
No, I was only there for 5 months, Andy, good. And then I got hired at the Daily News in New York. Can you believe that?
That's a New York's picture newspaper.
That's right. New York's hometown paper.
There you go.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm amazed with the results of these phone calls.
Yeah, everybody people are all into it. We're the old guys. Yeah. And everybody
get off
else
my lawn, Rob. Get off my lawn.
Hey, Andy, get off my lawn.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn.
There you go. Right on cue. Thank you, Alex.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now let's welcome in Charles McDonald. He's at Yahoo Sports, and he covers the NFL, and he joins us here on The Odd Couple. Charles, how are you? Welcome in.
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to have you join the program. I believe you're based in New York, correct?
That's right. I live in Brooklyn. Yes. I've been out of the Giants and Jets camp this week.
So that's what I was going to ask you about, the noise of the Jets hype and the Jets going to the Super Bowl and all that. How much are you buying? Are you all the way in? Are you on the bandwagon, or are you not sure?
I mean, they're talented enough to win the Super Bowl, right? But there's two things kind of in their path. One, they play in maybe the toughest division in football, the AFC East, where you have two other teams, Buffalo and Miami, who also have their own Super Bowl quality squads and Super Bowl aspirations. And then you have the Patriots, who even in this like iteration of them without Tom Brady, they're still pretty tough out and should have one of the best defenses in the league. And then, like, the second part that is the more tangible thing that we've seen at practice this week is the offensive line is struggling right now. When Tampa Bay was there for their joint practice on Wednesday, outside of all the fights that broke out, they kind of pummeled them in the trenches. As far as Tampa Bay's front seven versus the Jets' offensive line was concerned. So they're going to have to figure that out. Aaron Rodgers even said this week, he was like, you know, at some point, we got to get to a starting five and commit to it. They're going to get Elijah Vera Tucker back from injury, which will be a big help. He's probably their best offensive line. And then we'll see, you know, what kind of shape Mekhi Becton is in tomorrow when they play their preseason game against the Buccaneers, because I think he's a wild card there. But you know, it's kind of interesting, like, watching them play because in practice week, I should say, because if they were just a 7-on-7 team, you could convince me it was the best team in the league. I mean, Garrett Wilson looks amazing. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, like, having those guys in your second and third receivers is a good spot for any team to be in. But it's not 7-on-7. It's 11-on-11. I think when you factor in the offensive line talent, it gets a little bit scary for them, especially when you look at some of the defensive lines across the division. You know, we already talked about the Patriots, but the Bills have Von Miller and Ed Oliver. The Dolphins, they have Christian Wilkins and guys like Raekwon Davis. So it's going to be a tough out for them, even as talented as they are.
Charles McDonald, you can talk about the Jets hype all you want, but it's really Aaron Rodgers' hype. But I think the real hype in the NFL this year is the Detroit Lions. I think that's for real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Lions, doesn't it feel crazy things about the Lions? Like, they could win the NFC North and probably should be, like, the favorites win the NFC North. Because one of the things that I don't think people realized about the Lions last year is, like, as good as they were in offense, they were tremendous. They didn't even have their whole offensive line healthy for the entire season. You know, they're going to hope to get a full season from Frank Ragnow this year. Vitae is going to be back at right guards. Now, you know, we look at just the five that they have with Taylor Decker, Jordan Jackson, Penei Sewell joining those. That's maybe the best offensive line in the league. So, like, now with the Lions, they have some of your core spots stabilized. We have offensive line stabilized. Running back talent is going to be good because not only did you draft Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round, but you signed David Montgomery from Chicago. So, like, you're looking for your wild cards. Can we get Jameson Williams to complement Amon-Ra St. Brown when he gets back from his injury? Are we going to have another playmaker on defense to kind of join Aiden Hutchinson and those guys? So I don't know, you know, if it's a team that's ready to go all the way and win a Super Bowl yet, but they certainly have the pieces to win the NFC North when you look at the rest of the division and maybe even play spoiler in the playoffs when they get there. I think the only thing that's kind of holding them back is maybe their secondary talent. It's not quite where it needs to be, but when you have an offense that, you know, outside of quarterback is maybe the most talented group in the league, especially when you're looking up front and at the running backs, they're going to win a lot of football games this year, and they're going to score a lot of points. You know, they have one of the brightest offensive minds in the league with Ben Johnson, who really helped transform that run game last year. So it's weird, you know, exciting times for Detroit football now.
I want to give a public service announcement that the Detroit Lions have won one playoff game since 1957 and since Moby Dick was a guppy. And people who are talking about them going to the Super Bowl need to just pump the brakes on that. I mean, are you kidding?
Yeah.
They got one playoff win since 1957. That date back to 1991. They've never won the NFC North. Are they better? Yes. But there's a difference when people aren't expecting anything from you. Remember, they started 1-6, and then they started winning. And a difference, Andy, when you're now talking about you're this and you're going to the Super Bowl and all that other stuff.
But there's no Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins going to be flaky.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see. I'm still going to pick the Vikings to win the division. Last thing, we only got about a minute here. Deshaun Watson and the Browns, I mean, the offense has been – he was unimpressive. Last year, I get it, the rust. They say that the offense still isn't that smooth, and he just still doesn't look like the, you know, Pro Bowl quarterback he was with the Texans.
Look, I don't know about y'all, but I will say this. If I went basically 2 years without doing my job and, like, you know, the most high-pressure settings of it, I might not be that good at it either. So I think with Deshaun Watson, look, he's obviously got, you know, the stuff that happened off the field with him as far as, like, all the lawsuits are concerned. But, you know, there's also the truth that before all that happened, he was one of the best quarterbacks in football. But then you sit out the year with Houston, you get the 11-game suspension last year. So that's really a long time to be away from the game when you think about it. And even when that year when he was in Houston, when he didn't play, remember, he was a part of the team, but he was at practice, and they had him playing, like, scout team safety and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that that's a concerning spot for the Browns, because if you look at them like this, the whole season, it revolves around how good Deshaun Watson is. If he's bad, they're just like a frisky team that can maybe upset you every once in a while. If he is average, they're probably a good team. And if he's great, like, that's a team that can win the division. I don't know. You know, I kind of question how great the entirety of the supporting cast is around him. But at the same time, if he's good enough, they have enough pieces where you can kind of elevate and get them to a division win. And, you know, once you're hosting the playoffs, then anything can happen.
All right. His name is Charles McDonald from Yahoo Sports. He covers the NFL. Charles, man, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the knowledge.
Yep, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it. All right, the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to put a bow on this bad boy, Andy Furman, coming up next. So you want to, guess what, Alex? Stick and stay.
For the closing segment in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Man, it is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. A little the Jacksons. Jackson 5, right?
Yeah.
Leading Michael. With MJ right here.
Yeah, Michael Jackson right there. All right,
got
and we're
to
coming
there.
To you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Andy Furman wrapping up this funky flashback Friday, and that was the Progressive Player today. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And Andy Furman has a bone to pick with the National Football League when it comes to preseason football.
It's a joke. It's a waste of time. It's a practice session. You can't name three players that play in those games. However, I will say this. A boxer will never go into a match, into the ring, without having a sparring partner prior to playing the game, prior to boxing. I think football players need to have some practice time. And if you remember back in the day, they had 6 weeks of preseason. 6 weeks and six preseason games. That's what they used to have. But these preseason games are ridiculous. I mean, you have two games. It's just tryouts. That's basically what they are. So are you better off having two or three preseason games or expand the schedule to 18 games, which really is hypocritical because they claim they want to be protected and have health matters, right? Well, the more games you play, the more possibilities for injury, right?
Especially when they matter. You know what I mean?
Right,
yes.
Right.
Like, the players made a colossal mistake. I know the NFL owners threw money at them, but having another game and they're going to get to try to get to 18 and 20 if they can, if they could cart off enough kids.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? No, I'm dead.
Less is more. You know that and I know that. And secondly, those Thursday games are terrible. I just think the body has enough time to rest from Sunday to Thursday.
Right.
The Thursday games are bad.
But they don't care. They're getting a gazillion dollars. That's all they care about. And they'll just keep playing them and putting people out there until, you know, Andy, the only way it changes is the players have to put their foot down. But they have the weakest union. We talked about it. They came.
They haven't put their foot down. Yeah, the running back position, they got to put their foot down too. They're eliminating that position.
I mean, look at what they're doing to those guys. Can you imagine that happening in Major League Baseball where owners have decided they're not going to pay the closer? Could you just imagine if baseball players allowing that to happen?
Never happened. Not that union. You kidding me?
It would never happen.
Not union. No way. Really.
No.
I mean, what's next?
I don't know what to do. You know, at one point I remember my barbershop owned Lions season tickets as part of our business. Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. I'm just saying. And they used to force you to buy the preseason games with your season tickets. You know, I don't think they do that anymore, do they, Andy? Do you know?
Well, there's only two or three preseason games. Well, the Jets have four this year because they played in the Hall of Fame game, but there's no two or three, so what is that, one home game?
It used to be, but they used to be they make you buy the
Right,
fourth,
part of the package. Yeah, you're exactly
two
right.
Two preseason games, they have two.
Which is a joke.
Yeah, right. it was always, and nobody goes. You watch the first series, and it's just boring. I mean, preseason football is probably the worst thing I've ever seen.
Right, and people get pumped. They really do. There's no doubt in my mind, man. Football rules the roost. They get crazy. They love football. But when it comes at you in August, you know, you look at it and say, well, I'm not into it. They're going to go crazy after Labor Day. That's when it gets crazy. But I will tell you this much. The practices and the starters not playing, you watch the first two games of the NFL regular season, a lot of rust out there. There'll be a lot of rust.
All right. And there was no rust on Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard, I'll tell you that.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to work with the legend Andy Furman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your friendship. Thanks for sticking around, hanging out with me for the next 3 hours. I am, Andy, on vacation next week and looking forward to going to Costa Rica. Never been. Want to check it out.
Good for
you. And then I'll be back on The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and his cast of characters will be here next week to continue The Odd Couple. So all good. Can't wait, guys.
Safe travels, my friend. Safe travels.
Brandon, thank you. Great job, Alex, always. And Steve DeSager. All right. Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.